Mick Dillon is here from the Disability Resource Centre. Mick, I couldn't get in the lift.
Why was that, Jonathan?
Well, it wouldn't fit. The wheelchair wouldn't fit. The lift's too small.
But you knew what you wanted to do and you knew how to do it. You just couldn't.
Well, yes, it was absolutely infuriating. And, it was funny because I'm here in my own office and, you know, it was funny. But if I'd genuinely been somewhere that I didn't know and if I genuinely had not had any other way of getting downstairs, I probably would have found it very embarrassing and have got a bit panicky as well. Let's go out. So the first thing I'm doing, thankfully we have a special door that opens automatically when anybody comes near it, so that wasn't a problem. And I'm now coming outside onto the street. Well, it goes quite fast. Now, I've noticed a drop curb, and then there's another dropped curb on the other side, so I think this might be quite a good place to cross. I've got it set at full speed, so once I go, I'm really going to go for it. There's a lot of traffic. It's actually something we'd all take for granted, being able to just leg it across the road. I'm suddenly not able to do. Right, I'm going for it. As I come over to the other side of the road, I notice that there's a fair bit of unevenness. And I've now... Oh, my word. I'm now on the... The pavement is paving slabs. And the chair is bouncing up and down across each one. It's actually quite uncomfortable. Now I'm approaching another road crossing. So I'm... Gosh, this shakes the living daylights out of you. I've stopped at the edge of the road and I'm going to go for it and cross. It's quite nerve-wracking because you think if a car suddenly comes round the corner, I'm going to get run over. It's at this section of my journey down into town where I'm more likely to meet lots of people. What's rather strange is people don't seem to be looking at me. I've noticed as I'm driving, people glance at me and then they look away. It's almost as if people are trying not to make eye contact with me. Now, there's three people here. Will they let me get past just? Oh, now, this is interesting. There's another chap in a wheelchair coming towards me. Now, what's the etiquette? Sorry, thank you. Oh, God. Nearly ran someone. I'm driving through the centre of the town at the moment. I would normally go into a shop and cut through, but I've just noticed there are no electric doors there. So I think to try and get through there, I'd be totally...